Welcome to Radio Renegade with your host, Christian from Philly. Brought to you by WorldGenerationPodcastNetwork.com and in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now, Radio Renegade.
Welcome, you crazy motherfuckers, to the final night of Fall Madness with Radio Renegades. I am your host, Christian Favroni, and joining us, as always, he is the Master of Darkness. He has the Dark Armies in his side. He is the IWC World Heavyweight Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause to Minister of Sinister.
The fucking sign is broke. Goddamn studio. We need a new studio, man. Fucking applause sign is broken.
I'm not paying them for shit, motherfuckers. I'm paying for them. They work for free.
Sons of bitches.
They work for fucking free, yeah. So tonight we got a crazy show. But first things first, I gotta tell you right now, I just took a mean shit in the toilet, and let me tell you something. That shit is better than any of the two bitches we're gonna talk about today. That's the truth, Minister.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey. If that's how you feel about it, then, you know, hey, that's where we're at. It's the fucking truth. Because you say it's the truth.
It is the
I don't
truth.
Give a fuck. What do you got to say? Let's hear what you got. Sasha Banks, ongoing heel run?
Yeah, before we get on to that, let's just say that fucking ROH is being sold off to TNA. Now TNA owns ROH.
Are you
which
kidding
is a
fucking
me? Shame. I'm not kidding you. But that's what happens when you have Jay Lethal. That's what happens when you have Jay Lethal as your longest reigning world champion. That's what happens, you know?
Man.
That's what happens.
Man, I can't believe that. Holy shit.
Well, better than WWE than with TNA, then. Better with TNA than WWE.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting to me. When did this happen?
A few weeks ago. Sad
news
indeed. So, now with TNA, right? Tessa Blanchard is with Tommy Dreamer in the ECW Extreme Group. Facing off against OVE. Nice. And you know what's not good? Fucking ECW not putting over young talent in TNA. That's great, right? Isn't that great?
No, wait a minute. I'm confused here. ECW is with TNA now?
No, the ECW wrestlers, like the originals. They came back to help Tessa Blanchard or something.
So you're talking about like Sabu and them?
Yeah, you got Sabu, you got Rhino, you got Tommy Dreamer, you got RVD helping Tessa Blanchard against fucking OVE. And this is starting to piss me off because ever since RVD came back, he hasn't put no young talent over.
And who in the blue hell is OVE?
Ohio Violence, I don't fucking know. It's some with Ohio. It's a group. Sammy
Ohio
Callahan's
Valley?
Leader. Yeah, Ohio Valley Extreme or something. I don't know. But they're a very popular group. Sammy Callahan's the most popular one, and he's the leader. And he's facing with Tessa Blanchard, but he's also the number one contender for the world title. So, yeah, I don't understand why Tessa Blanchard is a babyface. I still don't understand it. Where the fuck did this come from? A few months ago, this bitch was a bitch, and now she's a good girl. I don't understand it. Like, I don't get it. Like, how can her character change just suddenly like that? I don't understand it. That's
well,
like
but
some
things,
shit.
Things like that happen, though.
It's like that's like some shit you expect from WWE.
Well, yeah, that's what that's. I mean, maybe that's what they secretly aspire to be. But
oh, fuck no, it shouldn't be. Whatever. Let's go to Miss Fucking Opportunity. Let's talk about the fucking Smurfette herself, fucking Sasha Banks, the fucking quitter of the professional wrestling. They gave a fucking WWE Chronicles about her, Minister. Did you watch her fucking documentary?
No.
I did. And let me tell you right now, I could give two fucking shit. The bottom line is, bitch, you fucking quit. You left for 5 fucking months. Fucking, you left the company for 5 fucking months. You bitch, you moaned, and now you're a waste of space. I don't give a fuck what's her sob story, Minister. She left for fucking 5 months, and now that she's back, she's in town for a world championship match. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is she going to win, do you think?
Probably because of the draft.
When does
probably
the draft take place?
October 11th through October something.
Damn, so that's just right around the corner.
Yeah. This is bullshit.
Wow.
It's not even fair to the women who are in the roster 5 months there. It's not even fair to the women there. Because how the fuck can this bitch get a world title shot when she's been after her for 5 months, yet there's women in there who've been busting their asses and they don't get a fucking title shot? That's not fucking fair at all. That's fucking horrible. They're busting
but,
their asses.
Well, I mean, that's true, but who specifically are you talking about that's busting
anybody,
their ass?
All of the women
Dana
there.
Dana Brooke?
Yeah, she's hardworking. She may not be popular, but at least she's trying. I mean, fuck me, dude. So this bitch has been gone for 5 fucking months, and then she comes back and she's already in a world title picture. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, you have to think about it like this, Christian.
What?
That's probably the type of deal that she worked out to come back.
She ain't gonna... Whatever. People won't care either way. Because let's talk about this fucking heel turn, all right? Let's talk about how it's nothing different, all right? I've seen this shit from NXT. She's the same fucking character. The only thing she's changed, Minister, is her fucking hair color. That's all she cares about herself. That's all she cares about herself. There's nothing new. Fucking Monday. And every week, her matches end in fucking DQs. Every fucking week. She gets her ass kicked the beginning of every fucking match. She gets her ass kicked the majority of the fucking matches. And this is your top fucking female heel. Give me a fucking break. She
so,
sucks.
How long do you think this push goes?
As long as until Ronda Rousey returns. And that's it.
Well, it shouldn't be that long.
Yep, so there you go.
I mean,
that's
shit,
the answer.
We're already going into the holidays and shit. So then if Ronda Rousey, what are they saying? She's coming back for Mania? Is that what the deal is?
I guess so. She's coming back to WWE regardless, so that until she returns there. So that means Sasha Banks' title run and her push will be short-lived.
Again.
Good. What it should be.
Yeah, all of her title reigns have been short. This one will last longer, though. She'll probably have it through the holidays when it doesn't matter.
But then who's she going to wrestle against for it? Who? Who's worthy? Who's left? None of the women in the roster are fucking worthy enough. None of them.
Yeah, but you know, they could easily do something where they somebody takes it off of her all of a sudden. She never gets her title rematch and shit, and they just move on from it. Who knows? She becomes. I don't know what they're gonna do. I haven't even been keeping up with it. You know how normally by now everybody already knows what matches are gonna take place at WrestleMania and shit. I have no fucking clue.
She gets her ass kicked every fucking time. Every week, 2 weeks in a row, she's lying outside of the fucking ring with Bayley, her fucking fuck buddy. Can you believe this shit? These two bitches are back together after 5 fucking months. What's different here, dude? Why are they back together?
But they're heels now.
It doesn't fucking matter. Why are they back together?
Because they're heels now.
It doesn't... Come on, dude. Just because they're heels doesn't mean they need to be still together. They could be doing it separately.
Okay, but why are you bothered that they're together?
Because we've seen her already 5 months ago. We saw the shit 5 months ago when they were a tag team.
Well, maybe they'll be split up in the draft.
They're on different brands already.
Well, maybe they'll be kept that way, and you know, then it's gonna stick because they're not gonna be doing this shit anymore, where they fucking, you know, jump from brand to brand.
Well, that's good, but it still doesn't change the fact that.
And if that's the case,
you're
doing all this for nothing. If that's the case.
What?
So, you know, this all this worrying that you're doing, all this yelling that you're doing and shit, it could be all for nothing.
I know it's all for nothing, but the fact that they put her back together with Bayley kind of proves that she's not taken seriously as a singles competitor. The fact that she's back together with Bayley means they don't have no faith in her.
And you're probably right. Because why would they have faith in her? When they were fucking in a big storyline with her and shit, she fucking failed them.
Let me tell you, and you know what? This is a story of her Sasha Banks' career anyway. Every time Sasha Banks tries to go in a single career, who's there to lynch on her fucking leg? Fucking Bayley. In fact, every storyline had something to do with Bayley. Bayley was there with fucking Alexa Bliss and fucking Sasha. Bayley was there with Sasha Banks was there when Bayley was fighting Stalin for the Raw Championship. What the fuck? And now let's talk about Bayley in her fucking current heel run. I think this heel. Are you ready for this, Minister?
Yes.
First of all, let me ask you. Well, how do you feel about this fucking heel run?
I think it's from what I've seen, it's pretty weak.
It's fucking weak. It's fucking pathetic.
She doesn't really exude a heel character to me. I need to see her do some dastardly shit. Although she did some heel shit in that, what was it, in a pay-per-view? How did she win?
She did the bottom turnbuckle, but even that's fucking lame because the match ended short.
Yeah, but it was still lame. You're right. It was lame. Mm-hmm. It needed to have been done better.
She's fucking terrible. She's the worst wrestler there. Like, fucking
hell.
And
then her fucking promos are really shit.
Yes. And the fact that she still does the fucking Bayley buddies, even though she's supposed to be a heel. She still does the face entrance. How to make that sense? Why is she still doing her entrance if she's a heel? Makes no fucking sense. This heel turn's a botch. Nobody likes it. Nobody even cares. Every time this bitch comes out of the crowd, she doesn't get a reaction. She gets zero reactions. The crowd doesn't give a fuck about Bayley. The crowd doesn't give a fuck about Sasha Banks.
So who are the crowd going with now? I didn't watch it this week.
What? The crowd?
Yeah, who are they rolling with now? If they're booing Bayley,
they're still rolling with Becky, but even Becky's losing the crowd. Some people are still rooting for Becky, but even Becky's losing the crowd, dude.
Well, the whole women's division thing has been a freaking failure.
Yeah.
If you look at the whole thing as a whole.
Fuck, it's only about four cunts. It's only about four women. That's it.
Now,
that's the majority. That's it.
Now, Becky Lynch has done exactly what I said months and months ago that she would do, was fucking turn into like a fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin type. I said that she was going to be the female version of Stone Cold Steve Austin a long time ago. And look at her now. That's exactly what they turned her into.
Fucking hell. This has been a disaster. A shit show.
And Sasha Banks, I don't know what they have planned for her. I don't think anything, really. I think they're just throwing her, they just threw her this bone to fucking, I mean, I don't know. She already proved herself, you know. I mean, she threw that fucking tantrum and fucking left. Get the fuck out of here. That's still on their mind, dude.
Yeah.
Regardless of
there's
fucking...
no fuck.
You know, they're not going to trust her again. They're not going to trust her to fucking be a gracious fucking loser. Because they're going to, every time that, you know, they schedule her to lose the big match, they're going to be afraid that she's going to fucking walk out on them.
Let the bitch walk out. Let her. Who gives a fuck? Let her leave. All right, now it's time to talk about the biggest asshole in the room. Seth Rollins, his current status, you know. He's been in the top of the...
How do you see his current status?
I see him being a jackass.
A clown?
Yeah. He's been acting like a clown for some time now. And it all started when he made fucking remarks and comments about the fans, you know. And
the fans?
Yeah, the fans, yeah. In interviews.
Oh, the fans.
And, yeah.
What did he say about the fans?
That they need to they need to watch the show and shut up and like it, I think. But the most egregious thing is that he took shots at Jon Moxley, you know. He's trying to take food away from my table, and I respect that. That's what he said. Get fucked, Seth. No. Don't say that. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Fucking, this guy has been acting like a jackass. And his ego, you're feeding his ego even more by having him beat a fucking giant wrestler in fucking, with Triple H's move, the pedigree. So you're feeding his ego a lot more, which is fucked. I don't know why you're doing that. He doesn't need his ego to be fed anymore. You're a fucking clown.
Wow.
I just don't like him no more, dude. Like, seriously, something changed in him, and I don't like him no more. He's become a jackass.
Been paying attention to his storyline. I don't even know. Let's see. Okay, he was involved with Brock. I mean, not Brock. Braun. They were tag team champions. I just discovered that recently.
For
I don't know how long
reason.
They had been. I don't know how long they were tag team champions, but or how they
weeks.
Became tag team champions.
For three weeks.
So who did they beat? The Revival?
No, dude, this is the fucking worst. All right, I'm about to tell you. So, all right, here we go. They beat the fucking Good Brothers, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, for the tag titles for nothing. And then they held it for 3 weeks, and then they decided, to have Braun Strowman versus Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship. So that means Braun and Seth have to defend their tag titles while
right.
in the main event they have to face each other. They lose the fucking tag titles to Rude and Ziggler. So that
yes.
means Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson lost those tag titles for nothing.
I know, dude. I hate how they do those guys. Fuck.
Why the fuck would you make them lose the tag titles for then? That's fucked. That is fucking horrible. You're trying to keep people in your company, yet you're fucking doing this type of shit. It's not making it easier for yourself, you idiots. You're counterducting yourself.
They just gave
you
fuckers a new contract, too.
They never got the rematch. And instead of, you know, getting a rematch, right, they instead have a fucking tag team turmoil match with fucking 8 teams, right, and fucking Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode win. So that means the Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson didn't even get their fucking rematch, right? And they got fucked over. Then you have fucking Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman lose, which makes Braun Strowman look like a clown because that means he can't hold the title long either for only 3 fucking weeks. And then you make Braun Strowman and that one pay-per-view look like the biggest joke in wrestling history. He lost to fucking Rude and Ziggler. And then
I told
in the main
you
event,
fucking months ago, maybe even a year ago, that Braun Strowman was going to be the next fucking Bray Wyatt.
Oh, no, he's worse than Bray Wyatt at this point. Oh, no, bro, I have to disagree on you on that one. He's worse than Bray Wyatt at this point.
Damn.
At least Bray Wyatt didn't lose two matches in a row in one pay-per-view.
Yeah, I know. I know.
No, he's worse than Bray at this point, yeah? It's fucked.
Well, let me tell you what else I can envision. Something else that you're going to fucking hate.
What?
Brother. The other night when I was watching fucking Seth Rollins fucking do all that Triple H shit with the fucking pedigree and all that shit, and then he started looking for something. I fucking envisioned him pulling out the fucking sledgehammer. I'll bet you anything. The next thing he does is he's gonna pull out that motherfucking sledgehammer and take that.
Let me tell you something right now, dude. And this belongs to the current status of Seth Rollins right now because I don't know if you're aware, but Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, is fighting Seth at Hell in a Cell in a Hell in a Cell match for the Universal Championship. Dude, if fucking Seth beats the Fiend clean in Hell in a Cell match, I'm done with WWE. I'm telling you right now, I am done. Because that's bullshit. That is horseshit. The Fiend should not lose to fucking Seth Rollins of all people. People are gonna get nuclear heat. They're gonna fucking boo. They're gonna fucking rage. They're gonna be fucking riots if Bray Wyatt loses Seth Rollins in Hell in a Cell. I'm guarantee it. There's gonna be fucking riots.
Damn, so that's the next pay-per-view, Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that's the headlining match?
Yeah.
It's already set.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I'm telling you, if Bray loses clean to Seth Rollins as
you're
the Fiend in the Hell in a Cell match, not only if I'm done, but I promise you there's going to be a fucking riot in the crowd. People are going to start throwing garbage in the ring. People are going to fucking curse off a storm. You thought fucking Baron Corbin had the biggest heat? Seth Rollins is going to get fucking death threats by these fans.
So they're going to give him worse than the Reigns treatment?
Oh, you won't believe. They're not, and subscriber accounts are going to get fucking taken down. They're going to lose all network subscriptions and all that shit. Ratings are going to go fucking plummeted.
Are you still a subscriber?
Yeah. Well, I won't unsubscribe because I still like to watch the old shit.
Yeah, I'm still a subscriber too. I hardly ever watch it.
So no, this cannot happen. This cannot happen.
So you're done with WWE. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. So that means no more Radio Renegades?
No, there still could be Radio Renegades. I won't watch it, but I'll watch the highlights. I'm not sabotaging our show for these fucks. I'm not sabotaging our show because of these fucks.
Well, yeah, man. I'll tell you what, man. You're right, though. Man, that'll be fucked up, dude. Bray cannot lose this match.
This is a must-win.
He has to carry the fucking title until... What are they going to do with it at Mania? Bring back The Rock or some shit?
I don't know,
Brock
but...
Lesnar, Brock Lesnar or some shit?
They shouldn't have put Bray in the situation in the first place. They shouldn't have. He's not ready. They shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have put him in this position in the first place. This is fucking dumb. This is dumb. And this is dumb. Anyway, let's go to what the fuck moments. Before we go to the rest of the what the fuck moments, I'm going to add an extra what the fuck because I can't believe I fucking learned this news. And he, even the man himself fucking admitted it to be true. Vince McMahon. Are you ready for what the fuck moments, Minister? The extra one first before we go to the rest.
Well, fuck it. Do it.
What the fuck?
The extra what the fuck moment. Vince McMahon admits he wants to bury Cedric Alexander.
What?
Vince McMahon
bury him?
Admits
like,
he wants to bury him.
What the fuck? No, really, what the fuck? Why?
He just wants to bury him. No reason. He just wants to bury him.
So how did this come out or what?
I have no idea. It just suddenly came out of nowhere. Vince McMahon just wants to bury Cedric Alexander. He never gave a good explanation for it. He just wants to fucking bury him. And it's looking that way because at the pay-per-view, he looked like a fucking clown. And in Raw, the next night, he looked like a fucking clown. So, yeah, Vince McMahon wants to bury Cedric. What a fucking asshole.
So he doesn't like him or what?
I guess so. I guess so. What a fucking asshole. I don't understand this. Like, Cedric, I don't know what Cedric did to deserve this shit. Looks like a cool enough guy. He looks like a cool guy in real life. So I don't know what the fuck is up Vince McMahon's fucking ass.
Well, probably because, you know, he already used fucking Zack Ryder. He already used, you know, fucking Bray Wyatt's brother. And fucking, you know,
yeah, but
Kurt Hennig's son.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Cedric
but still,
wasn't that
he's
popular
already,
yet.
He's already used them, so, you know, he's got to move on the rotation and use whoever's next.
Yeah, but why? No, but this is, like, malicious at this point. Like, why does he want to purposely bury this one guy? This is almost malicious.
So, okay, describe to us what he's done so far to bury him.
He made him look like a clown against AJ Styles in the pre-show. Cedric didn't hardly even hit Styles in the match. He got his ass kicked. He looked like a clown. And then the next night on Raw, he loses again on Raw.
Looks
like a clown. So I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Paul Heyman wanted to push Cedric. I don't know. But you know what? We can't do anything about it. So the first what the fuck moment is Eddie and China kayfabe couple. Do you
Eddie
remember this minute?
China. I do remember this.
This is when Eddie Guerrero first debuted to the WWF with the Radicals. The Radicals split up, and Eddie Guerrero was in a kayfabe love interest storyline with China.
His mamacita.
Yeah, his mamacita. I said, what the fuck is this? Because why the fuck is China with Eddie Guerrero? Shouldn't she be with Triple H?
His mamacita. Well, I mean, I don't know why they did it or what, but I thought they did it well.
They did, yeah. It's just strange to me. It's just strange.
Yeah. Why? Why was it strange to you?
Because any girl could have gotten all the other attractive women in the fucking roster, and yet she chooses the girl that looks like a man.
Yeah, let's see, who all was in the roster back then? Stacy Keibler?
Tori.
Yeah.
Sable.
Maybe Eve.
Lita.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he chose a girl that looks like a man. Okay, Eddie.
Maybe they were working out together. That was during the time when Eddie was really pumped, man. He was fucking juicing, dude.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take workouts with fucking China.
He was pumping the Latino heat into China.
Yeah. Hi, Bobby. I'm seeing stars.
Oh shit.
Also, if I have to say who else looks like a fucking man, I'm gonna have to say Tessa Blanchard too. She just looks like a fucking man too.
Man. That's pretty rough, but yeah.
She is one ugly fucking woman.
And so is the one from with the right, the women's right.
Yeah, Lacey Evans. Yeah.
Yes, bunch of manly fucking women.
Yeah. Shemales. Yeah.
Yeah. But so, China was very much a shemale looking. I mean, shit, holy crap.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking disgusting, yeah.
So, was pretty. They you know, they were almost the same size, I think, her and Eddie.
Yeah.
Maybe Eddie had some kind of fucking sick thing, you know? I mean, who the fuck knows, dude? But you're right, that was the. What the fuck moment.
Sick fuck. What a sick fuck, Eddie. Yeah. Rest in peace, bro. But you could have done better, bro. I'm just saying.
Latino
There was no heat in that. This next one puts together the first one. China wins the IC title. China was the first ever woman to win the male championship in history. How she won it? Well, I think she won it with Chris Jericho when they were co-champions.
Yeah, it had something to do with Chris Jericho. I don't remember what else.
And she had a feud with Jeff Jarrett for it.
Oh yes, that was right. That's right. She beat Jeff Jarrett.
That was fucking garbage. That fucking feud was garbage.
Yeah, she beat Jeff Jarrett.
What the fuck?
That fucking feud was garbage. Fucking awful. This was when Jeff Jarrett had his hair short, no longer, you know, double J, double G or whatever. He was a misogynist character, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking hit everybody with a guitar, never drew a dime.
Yeah, fucking Jeff Jarrett.
Never drew a fucking dime. Motherfucker. She wouldn't have held it that long though, the IC title, because you know. Do I have to spell it out for you? It's because she was a woman. That's why she couldn't hold the title for that long. She was a woman. Doesn't matter how buff she was still a woman, and only males could hold the male championship. So that's why. She had to give it up real quick. It's sad and it's fucked, but it's true.
So how long does she hold the title?
I think a few weeks.
Yeah.
No,
well,
it's
sad. Man. I remember it was with Jeff Jarrett and shit, and then I don't remember who she lost it to or what the fuck, but I think everybody was ready to move on from it.
Yeah. Especially after her horrible fucking biography book, autobiography fucking book. Have you ever purchased her fucking book?
Oh, hell no.
Fucking terrible. The state of it. Fucking horrible. It was the worst book I ever fucking read. I bought it because I was a mark for the business. So I bought the book, I read it for 3 days straight, and I wish I could take those 3 days back because it was a big pile of fucking shit. This bitch was talking nonsense in this fucking book. It was complete nonsense. It was like it was written by a rambling mad woman in this fucking book.
And so what was she talking about or what?
I don't remember because I tried to block it out.
So you read the book? How long ago was this?
It was in 2001.
God damn, that was a long time ago. You read this book in 2001?
Well, no. I didn't read it in 2001. I said it came out in 2001. I had to wait around 2003 to buy it. When I was a little older. So
yeah.
I read the book. In fact, let me see if it's still on sale, you know.
China. What's it called?
It's called let's see, where is the fucking If they only knew.
Oh yeah, they have it on Amazon.
The first one was
2681, maybe.
whoever rated this as 3 stars, get fucked. You know,
89 used from 199.
That's awful. Those poor souls. Those poor fucking souls. Part feminist. part superhero. That's what our fucking, that's what the fucking tagline says, dude. Part feminist, part superhero. China has blazed a trail where no woman has gone before. She has gained the respect of the men inside the world wrestling and the world at large. Get fucking out of here. What is this tripe? Awful.
Are you ready?
I'm done talking about China. Let's move on.
We're gonna
move
on.
Let's move on to Double J, Double E, Double Jeff, Double T, Jeff Jarrett. Yeah. And he's gonna, and in TNA he was, but before we talk about Jeff Jarrett, let's say that Jeff Jarrett was Double G, Double O, Double N, Double E, gone from TNA. Yeah. But okay, Jeff Jarrett married Kurt Angle's wife.
When was he gone from TNA?
Around 2000, after Immortal.
Oh yeah.
2012.
Yeah.
All right. So
when he married her?
No, this was before he married her.
Yeah. Okay.
This is during the Immortal age. Jeff Jarrett marries Kurt Angle's wife, Karen Jarrett. You know, Karen Angle.
Right.
First of all, I don't know why people think this was a major deal. I couldn't give a fuck, really. I couldn't care if Jeff Jarrett married fucking Kurt Angle's wife. I couldn't care less, all right? But you didn't have to put it on fucking TNA TV because I couldn't care less. Do you think I care that a bitch, that this bitch married Jeff Jarrett? You think I care? I don't give a fuck. For all I know, Karen Jarrett is a fucking ripoff of Vicky Guerrero. Because that's what Karen Jarrett was. She tried to be Vicky Guerrero. You know she tried to be Vicky Guerrero. You could see the characteristics were the same shit. You know exactly that she was trying to be Vicky Guerrero. And it fucking failed. She was obnoxious. I hated Karen Jarrett. She was horrible. I couldn't stand her on TV.
Yeah, I didn't care for her either. So I mean that whole thing was real, right?
It was real.
Yeah, I mean you could see that Angle was pissed off. I still say it was Kurt Angle's fault to begin with for taking his fucking wife around there.
Yeah, but for one thing, why is he angry? They're divorced. She moved on. Why are you angry? You rather have the Lita and Matt Hardy situation where she cheats on you behind your back? Wouldn't it have been better if you got a divorce then she moved on? Why are you angry?
They were already divorced or what?
They were divorced.
So they were divorced when fucking Kurt Angle, when Kurt Angle's wife started fucking Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah.
They were already divorced.
Yeah.
Angle and his wife. Oh, well then what the fuck? What the fuck's the big deal?
I don't fucking know. Maybe it's because I saw a coworker with his wife, and they're in the same building?
Yeah, that means they were fucking all along, dude.
They weren't fucking all along. Karen wasn't even there when Jeff Jarrett was there yet. Karen debuted around 2006. And Jeff Jarrett was too busy running a company to fool around with a woman. You know, he was too busy running a company.
Yeah.
Flea market company.
What
yeah.
the fuck was that?
So, yeah, it's fucking bollocks. Fucking awful. I couldn't care fucking less. Kurt Angle. Yeah.
Fucking bollocks, man.
Yeah, fucking bollocks. But yeah, Kurt Angle, his wife, and Jeff Jarrett. What a fucking story that was, you know?
Yeah, I remember it. I remember that fucking TNA. I used to watch TNA at that time. So I got
yeah.
to see all the shit.
You were watching the worst parts of it. You were watching the worst parts of it, yeah?
No. What else was going on in TNA during that time?
Immortal, Hulk Hogan, and Eric
Bischoff. That's what
Bischoff,
I thought.
You know?
Yes. Yes, the whole fucking Immortal thing.
They even had a fucking DVD about it, saying how they fucking fooled Dixie Carter. Like, it's a real fucking documentary. Like, it really happened in real life, business shit. Get the fuck out of here. You see the fucking trailer talking like it was really real. You know, they had the serious face, serious talk. Like, it really happened in real life that they really stole this company from this woman. Get the fuck out of here. Seriously, they talk in this documentary like it really happened in real life. I don't know. We had to do it, you know. It was good for business, you know. She couldn't understand it. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Do you know this is like make-believe, right? Why is this fucking documentary? And then she goes, you know, what the fuck is going on? This is a documentary. Yeah, Hulk Hogan.
You don't
know
this is fucking make-believe.
You have Hulk Hogan saying, well, Dixie was not ready, you know. Eric Bischoff, Dixie Carter, the woman that they stole the company from, is in the fucking documentary. She's in the fucking DVD. Why is this bitch, the bitch that you stole the company from, in your fucking documentary? And you're talking like this is all real. Wouldn't you not have her in your documentary then? What the fuck? Eric Bischoff is a liar, you know? Eric Bischoff's a fucking liar. And all that shit. But you know what? I blame Sting for this, really. All this shit
Stink?
With Immortal, I blame Sting for this. What?
Stink.
Or Sting. I don't know. I blame Sting.
I call him Stink.
I'm going to call him Steve. Sting. I blame Sting
Steve.
For this. Because,
Steve Borden?
Because I don't know if you remember this, right? But he knew all about Hulk Hogan. I don't know if you knew this, right? Or I don't think you got it from storyline text, right? But Sting knew all along what was Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan's plans all along. But you know what? Instead of warning Dixie like a normal human being, you know, straight out telling her like a normal human being on what's going on, he decides to be fucking cryptic and fucking shit. Giving like fucking riddles and shit. He doesn't straight out tell her what's happening. Instead, he tries to be like the fucking Riddler and shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? You knew that these two bastards were taking over. Why the fuck did you say anything? You're just being fucking cryptic, you fucking cunt. You fucking cunt. Fucking cunt. Just standing there like a fucking idiot. You let this shit happen, you fucking cunt. You knew this shit was going to happen. Why did you stand there like an idiot? And that goes double for Kevin Nash, because Kevin Nash knew too, and he didn't say shit either. Fucking moron, dude. Fucking idiot.
Oh my god.
Sting, you know what? Sting has got to be one of the stupidest baby faces ever booked. No lie. All the pictures, he's booked as the most stupidest baby face ever. Fucking he trusted. In WCW, he trusted Macho Man in a steel cage against Hulk Hogan and fucking the Disciple, but fucking Macho Man turns on him because Macho Man is still in the NWO, you fucking moron. Why are you trusting him? He's one of the worst fucked faces ever. He's the most gullible fucking idiot ever. And he doesn't take responsibility at all for making the face either. Like, for one example, right, he trusted Bully Ray, right? He convinced Hulk Hogan to trust Bully Ray with the whole Aces and Eights shit, right? He convinced Hulk Hogan to trust him, right? Trust Bully Ray. Sting didn't know that Bully Ray was the president at that point, right? But when Bully Ray fucking revealed himself to be the president, Sting doesn't take fucking responsibility and he doesn't say that it was his fault. Instead, he goes in the fucking ring, gets up to Hulk Hogan's face, and wants to start a fight with him. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. Take responsibility, dude. This was your fault. You said to fucking trust this guy, and now he said you were wrong, you're not taking responsibility? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful. What the fuck? That's it for what the fuck moment. Before we go on to what a scenario.
Okay.
Before we go on to what a scenario. I got to address something right now, all right? I always said that I hate Baron Corbin, and I think he's fucking obnoxious. But you know what? I think I found someone even more hateable and obnoxious than Baron Corbin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The fucking guy, his name is fucking Corey Graves.
Corey Graves.
You want to know why? Want to know why?
Yes.
I'll tell you why. Fucking past one Tuesday, Baron Corbin was having his King of the Ring coronation. Fucking Baron Corbin was screaming like a fucking lunatic, saying, "All hail the king, all hail the king, all hail the king. Kneel down, you fucking peasant." He called Matt Canales on Raw. He actually got away with this on live TV. I don't know how he got away with it. On live TV on Raw, he called Matt Canales a beta cock.
A what?
He called Mike Kanellis a beta cock.
Wow. Wow.
On Raw.
Wow.
He called him a beta cock.
During the coronation?
No, at Raw. SmackDown was the coronation. But see, this is why I hate Corey Graves now. Because he's screaming like a fucking lunatic. All hail the king. Bow down. Kneel before your king. I hope you get fucking exiled, mate. Dude. I know you're a fucking heel commentator. But you're fucking over fucking doing it. You're overselling this shit. You're fucking overselling this shit. And it's getting fucking annoying. And I hate it. I fucking hate this guy on commentary. It's like, it's horrible. You think of all the heel commentators in the past. You think of fucking Jonathan Coachman. You think about Michael Cole.
Mm-hmm.
They were annoying and bad, but they weren't this fucking bad, and they didn't fucking overdid it like this fucking guy over here. This past Tuesday, it sounded like fucking Corey Graves wanting Baron Corbin to bend him over and fuck him in the ass. I am not lying. It's like he wanted his fucking dick. This past Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Gee. Oh,
and
man.
And he wanted Shane McMahon to double team him. He wanted a little bit of the best in the world inside of him. Right?
Oh shit! Hey,
I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
Oh my god!
This guy seemed like he wanted to fuck Baron Corbin. Like, seriously, every fucking week that Baron Corbin comes out, he gets worse and worse and worse on commentary. It's obnoxious. It's annoying. And the fact is, he just looks like a fucking asshole, to be honest. I mean, you heard the fucking stories how he picked fights with fucking Booker T, a fucking wrestler. He picked a fight with Booker T in the past. I'm like, dude, you're fucking retired. Why are you picking a fight with a fucking wrestler? You know he could beat your ass, right? What's wrong with you?
Booker T.
Oh, yeah.
I actually just erased that. I had it on here where Booker T fucking was clowning on Corey Graves. Let me make sure I erased it. Yes, I did. Sure the fuck did. Where he was clowning on Booker T about his hair. That it looked like a woman's hairdo or some shit.
Why would he say that?
In front of his face at a pay-per-view.
Why?
You know how they gather around the table in the pre-show?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But yeah, Corey Graves, he is a bit over the top. It's even too much for me.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into overtime, so we're not going to be live any longer, but still listen to us after the show still, you know.
I forgot all about the predictions, man, so I only booked it for an hour.
We're still going to do the predictions, so.
Of course.
They can hear it when we're not live. So.
Of course.
So, yeah, Corey Graves is a fucking chode. He's a beta cock himself, you know. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. Let's go to WCW-type territories, and these are interesting. What if scenarios? What if Hogan led the Wolfpack instead of Nash? Now, what I mean is this, right? What if instead of Kevin Nash being, you know, face kicked out of the NWO and starting his own NWO, what if Hogan was the one that was kicked out and he made the Wolfpack? Would it have been any better? Or would it actually been worse? What is your thing, Minister? What is your take on this?
I don't see how it would have been any better.
Explain.
I just don't see how it would have been any better, man. I mean, he was already NWO, so it wouldn't have made any sense. I mean, unless if they were going to do some type of bizarro NWO.
But think about this, dude. Randy Savage, in the span of those weeks, has been trying to take over the NWO and kick Hogan out. And it was for the World Championship. Now, here's the scenario I'm picturing you, all right? Close your eyes and picture this, right? I'm going to paint the painting on the wall. It's a fun game, right?
Okay.
All right. So, we're in Uncensored, right? That's the pay-per-view, right? In a steel cage, right? And the winner of the match not only wins the world title, but wins complete control of the NWO, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the build-up to the Uncensored pay-per-view in real life was between Hulk Hogan and Macho Man because they wanted to see who wanted to lead the NWO, right? So, let's say this. Let's say Macho Man says he faced an injury, right? And he has a replacement, substitute for him against Hulk Hogan. And he picks Kevin Nash. And now it's Nash versus Hogan for the world title and complete control of the NWO. So Macho Man is in Nash's corner, right? And
right.
Hulk Hogan and Nash have the steel cage. But then Macho Man miraculously gets healed from his injuries, helps Nash, and then Nash wins the world title, wins complete control of the NWO. Hogan's out the NWO and then starts his own Wolfpack. Now, obviously, the members of Hogan's Wolfpack will be consisted of Buffett of. Scott Hall and Kurt Hennig and Rick Rude. And the rest is history. Let's just say the Hulk Hogan's the new leader of the Wolfpack. And do you still say it wouldn't have gone bad or what?
Well, I mean, you know, I had to see that picture that you were painting. Paint it to me again.
All right, so uncensored, Randy Savage versus Hulk Hogan. Randy substitutes himself with Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash fights Hulk Hogan for the world title and complete control of the NWO. Nash wins. Nash becomes the new leader. Hogan gets kicked out, and then Hogan starts his own Wolfpack. But it's not like the same Wolfpack as Nash. It's going to be different. Instead of red and black, it could be green and black. You know, green as in envy.
That would have been... I like that. I like that picture you painted. So, yeah, under circumstances like that, then yes, it would have been cool. Why not?
All right, so there you go. Now, this
but what about their song, though? What about the song? Would it have been the same?
Yeah, it would have been the same, but instead of a wolf, it could be a dragon.
So X out the wolf.
Yeah. The dragon pass.
Yeah. The dragon pass. Okay. So what else?
All right, what if Savage never joined the NWO? This one's interesting.
Savage.
So, what if he never joined the NWO? Let me ask you a question. Did you like Randy Savage joining in the NWO or not? Do you think he should have joined in the first
place? I thought it was bullshit. It was too much already. Everybody joining NWO like that, I didn't like it.
All right, so that's why we're here. We're going to say no. He should have never joined NWO, and that's what the scenario is. He shouldn't have joined. In this timeline, he wouldn't have joined the NWO. He would have been still a singles competitor. But I wouldn't say he returns as a babyface. I say he still returns as a heel, but not join the NWO. I say Randy Savage does return as a heel, but he doesn't return to join the NWO. I say Randy Savage is a lone wolf. He's not on the side of WCW, but he's also not on the side of the NWO.
Just a lone wolf. Does he become champion as this lone wolf?
Yes, he becomes champion.
That'd be cool.
Champion. He becomes champion and he holds the company hostage.
Oh, shit. And how, pray tell, would he do that?
By not competing at all. He hides from the company. He takes the title and he runs away with it. So that way, in an interesting storyline, the WCW and the NWO have to band together and join forces to fight Macho Man and find him.
Would you be calling horse shit on that?
No, because they both... there's only one common thing WCW and NWO care about, and it's the world championship. And I know damn well Hulk Hogan wants that world title, and I know damn well that the WCW superstars want the world title. So what better way to kill two birds with one stone by like joining forces and trying to find the world title together and finding Macho Man across the world? So there you
go.
And to make it interesting, Macho Man start his own faction. It's going to be Macho Man's faction against WCW and against NWO. And the faction is too great for WCW and NWO to handle. So the NWO and WCW have to work together to fight Macho Man's faction and try to get back the world title.
And then?
And then, nothing. They get the world title back at the end.
Okay. Yeah.
Goldberg gets the world title back, so Goldberg versus Macho Man. But as a swerve, Goldberg joins the NWO.
As a swerve. I like it. Gotta give him a good swerve.
This is madness.
Yeah, you gotta give him a good swerve every now and then.
Yeah. So, the last what if scenario is, what if Sting led the NWO? I think it would have failed because Sting is not good as a heel. End of story. Sting is a terrible heel. What about you, Minister? Sting a terrible heel?
Yes, he is. He's a terrible everything. Stink.
Why, you don't like Sting?
No.
Why? I never liked Sting.
I never liked Sting since he came out because he was the great big baby face against my precious Ric Flair.
I thought he was against Hulk Hogan.
When he first came out, that was in WCW.
Yeah.
But. Anyway, no, he always did a good job, you know. He was very popular and shit. But I never cared for him because he was always a baby face. But yeah, the times that he was heel, I didn't care for him then either. He sucked.
What about Wolfpack Sting? Did you care for him? Did you care for that Sting?
Uh-huh. No. No, not at all.
All right. Fuck Wolfpack Sting. That was horrible.
Yeah, fuck Wolfpack Sting.
That was horrible.
I mean, what was he going to do? Paint his fucking face red and black? Or had he already done that?
He did that with the Wolfpack.
Oh, fuck.
And he grew a goatee with it.
Yeah. I remember now.
What a carny. Alright, now we're done with what a scenario. It's now time for AEW news, where we give you news about AEW. The one and only news of today is that it is official. Chris Jericho will face Cody Rhodes at the next pay-per-view, Full Gears, for the World Championship.
Wow.
Will Jericho lose the title belt already, or will he be successful title defense? Minister, what is the answer?
Damn. Man, I don't know. It'd be tough if Jericho lost it.
Will Jericho get to go backstage and drink a little bit of the bubbly?
I think Jericho will win.
All right. Any new signees that you think will debut in the pay-per-view?
Yes. Yes.
And who you think will turn heel?
Kenny Omega.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time to get to the fun part of the night. Predictions.
Yes.
Where we predict who won the shit fucking pay-per-view. Class of shit champion. I wouldn't cheer for that because this pay-per-view doesn't deserve any cheers.
they're drunk already.
Yeah, they are fucking drunk. Drunk or fucking failure. All right. Well, before we get to that, let me just say that Rusev has officially returned to the WWE, you know? Rusev's back.
Oh, wow.
And apparently,
now, where
he's
was
in a storyline where he might be the father
even...
of fuck.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And apparently,
I saw that.
He might be the father of fucking Maria Kanellis, which fucking sucks.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Which fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's fucked up, man. So where was he, or what the fuck? Was he out on hiatus, too, because he didn't like the storyline?
I have no clue. But if the storyline is implying that Rusev is the father, that means he cheated on Lana. Which makes no sense.
Yeah, you think he cheated on Lana in real life? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying a story.
Wow.
No! You know what Lana's name is backwards, right?
Anal?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's awful.
So, okay, so Rusev is officially back, and he could be the father of
Maria
Kanellis. Oh man, she is so fucking ugly. That's right, I'm fucking shaming her. She's fucking ugly,
yeah,
as fuck. She's
yeah,
fucking
she
ugly. She
ugly.
Looks like a fucking nasty fucking witch.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
get some respect.
Yeah.
She's like a nasty
awful, yeah.
fucking witch.
Awful. Yeah. Oh, all right. Let's go on with the pay-per-view.
She looks like she always has a fucking... Like she's just smelling a fucking foul odor. Like...
Yeah. She's a fucking walking, talking tampon. and her hair is menstrual blood.
Oh my god.
All right. Let's go on with the predictions. Okay, here we go. I'm not going in order, by the way.
Okay.
Universal Championship match. Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman. What do you got on it?
Oh, fuck. Hold on a minute. I gotta pull this shit out. Oh, here we go. Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman. Let's see here. Rollins. Okay. We both had Seth.
All right. So far it's a tie. 1 point each. The Raw Tag Team Championship match. Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode.
Who and who?
Braun Strowman and Seth versus Dolph and Bobby.
We both picked Roode and Ziggler.
All right, so far it's a tie. WWE Championship match, Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton.
Okay, you picked Randy Orton, and I picked Kofi Kingston.
Okay, so that's 3 for you, 2 for me. The SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, the New Day versus the Revival.
We both picked Revival.
Okay, so that's 4 for you and 3 for me. The Raw Women's Championship match, Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks.
We both picked Sasha Banks.
We get a half a point for that because she won by a DQ. SmackDown Women's Championship match, Bayley versus Charlotte Flair.
I picked Charlotte, you picked Bayley. No, wait. You picked Charlotte, I picked Bayley.
All right, so that's, I lost count. You're so far in the lead.
Did I miss that?
No, you did good.
Okay, you missed that.
Women's Tag Team Championship match, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Fire and Desire.
We both took Bliss and Cross.
Okay. United States Championship match, AJ Styles versus Cedric Alexander.
We both picked Styles.
Okay. Intercontinental Championship match, Shinsuke Nakamura versus The Miz.
We both picked Miz.
We got that one wrong.
Yeah, we did.
Cruiserweight Championship match, Drew Gulak versus Lindsay Dorado versus Corleo.
We both picked Gulak.
Okay, we got that one right. And the no disqualification match, Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan.
We both picked Rowan.
All right. There you go. All right, now it's time for extra credit questions. You wrote them down, right?
Yes.
All right. List the extra credit questions, if you please.
Oh, no, I didn't write the questions down. I just wrote the answers.
Okay, what's the answers?
Oh, my God. Braun versus Seth. Bayley and Flair.
Oh. Okay, I remember. We said who would be the last match of the... Who would be the headlining main event? I said Braun and Seth. You said Charlotte and Bayley.
Yes, you're right. I missed that. Okay, and you got that right.
I won that. All right. What's the next answer?
Who turns heel? And you said Seth turns heel, and I said Braun turns heel.
You both got that wrong.
And that was it.
Oh, well, okay. Who won?
Let's see. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.5 you had.
You
and
won,
I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.5. I did win. I'll be damned.
Yeah, but here's the thing, dude. We missed, I missed two things out of fucking, how many matches? 9?
Yeah, that's quite a bit of math. Let's see, quite a bit of questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 matches.
Yeah, 2 out of 11. I missed 2 out of 11 wrong. But you know what? That just proves how fucking predictable this fucking pay-per-view was.
Yeah, I wasn't even keeping up with it going in.
It's pathetic. The fact that me and you have 8.5 and you have 9.5 out of 11, that's fucking pathetic, really.
It is.
That's pathetic how predictable this fucking product has become.
We're the real losers. We're the real fucking losers for fucking watching this shit.
We are. We wasted our time watching that pay-per-view. We could have not watched that pay-per-view altogether because it was pointless. Only, you know what, the real championships only changed hands? The tag title. That's it.
Yep.
Tag titles were the only the champion titles that were changed hands. That's horrible. That's boring. boring. Awful. You know
and
what?
And so what the fuck is, what happened, man, dude, what the fuck with Roman Reigns?
He's having a feud with the Bludgeon Brothers now. Luke Harper and Eric Rowan are together again.
Yeah, I saw that.
The same old shit.
And who came out to save him?
Nobody.
No, somebody came out at the end.
Roman came to the end to save Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
And he still got his ass kicked. And he still got his ass kicked. And he still looked like a bitch. This feud has made Roman Reigns look like a fucking idiot and a bitch.
A real idiot with all that Scooby-Doo shit.
Yeah. And we're right back to where he started. Same old shit. The Bludgeon Brothers again. Together. Again. You went from having something new with Eric Rowan and Daniel Bryan to right back where we started. They're back together again.
Are you happy
Why?
That he's no longer in the title picture?
I'm happy. But fuck me, at least do something for him to be entertained. This is boring. And again, it's Shane's, the character Shane's fault. Because every person that feuds with Shane, they're in fucking stupid storylines. Look at this shit right now. Kevin Owens, a babyface, is suing a heel for money.
Yeah, man.
For fucking money.
Fucking shit.
This is fucking horrible. This is horrible. If Bray Wyatt loses, Bray Wyatt's the only one that's keeping me from watching this show. Bray Wyatt loses, then it's over because there's nothing really keeping me watching WWE right now. Bullshit. Motherfucker.
Man.
Motherfucker, man.
Shit, dude. I have to say, man. I'm happy to hear you say that. At this point, I think I'm going for Bray Wyatt to fucking lose. You need a fucking break
Why?
From this shit. You need a break from this shit, bro.
I don't know anymore.
I'm afraid you're going to have a fucking aneurysm, bro.
No. I'm not going to be that fucking worked up for a piece of shit show like this. Anyway, that's all the time we have for fucking Radio Renegades. Tune in next week for the double trouble for now, for always, with Radio Renegades and Christian Family Values in the same night. Tune in for that. And tune in for Full Tilt Boogie when we give you more news coverage, more insanity, more fuck shit. Fuck. Terrible. But until then, this has been Christian from Philly and Minister of Sinister. Say goodnight to the audience, Minister of Sinister.
Good night, motherfuckers. We'll see you next time right here.
That's right.
Radio Renegade.
That's right. Good night. That's right, motherfuckers. Until then, have a good weekend and good night, you sons of bitches.